Well, everybody, sit tight. Don't move. Buckle up. This is going to be a really, really good 30, 40 minutes. I'm bringing the best of the best on one of the hottest topics in medicine for the Reverse Your Heart Disease Naturally Summit. And we're going to be able to talk about reversing a lot of your health issues summit, at least the science and a actual practical strategy. So I have with me one of the world's leading scientists on a topic that is literally as hot as any topic: fasting, calorie restriction, fasting mimicking diets. We're going to explain the difference in some of these terms. Joseph Antunes, MD and CEO of El Nutra company in beautiful Plano, Texas. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Antunes.
Thank you, Dr. Khan. Always a pleasure. And hopefully we're going to change somebody's life today.
Yeah, many people. Now, we could fill easily half an hour with your academic scientific career, but why don't you give everybody just, you know, 2 minutes on your training and your involvement now in the science world and this particular field of science?
Yeah, well, I'll be succinct, but I'm an MD PhD, and my passion was to, like yours, to treat patients all day. And I wanted to be a cardiologist like yourself as well. Wow. And then doing my rotations, I started thinking about, well, I wasn't familiar with functional medicine and what you do. I was more on the allopathic side, and we were putting people on pills every day for the rest of their lives. And I wanted to change the healthcare system in a more preventative and true curative system. So when I did my master's in health policy and master's in public health and started a career in health system reform and advocating for true changes in the healthcare system. And that's not easy to do. You need to incentivize the system towards prevention and create products so that products get into policy and reimbursement. And it was like, what is a product for prevention? What is that one product that, or one intervention that can help people stay healthy long or truly cure health conditions? And after 15 years of traveling the world looking for it, a lot of researchers and top scientists were pointing at Walter Longo with the fasting mimicking nutrition. It was a dietary intervention, but having the power of medicine, and both in prevention and potentially, now we're going to talk today about therapeutic fasting, but potentially in therapy. I got fascinated by the topic of fasting and the science of healthy aging and rejuvenation, and ended up after the career a little bit with the biotech industry and CEOing a consulting company in healthcare, decided to join El Nutra, the fasting nutrition company, and Walter Longo and his mission to change the world through nutrition for longevity. And here I am today.
So for anybody that possibly hasn't heard that name, Walter Longo, PhD, University of Southern California, half a year, and a gerontology research center in Milan, Italy, half a year, obviously native born Italian, but spending nearly 30 years now in the United States as the highest funded researcher in nutrition in the United States from our National Institutes of Health and other locations, and probably one of the most esteemed, if not the number one most esteemed scientist. So his relationship to El Nutra was he was the founder.
Yeah, so Walter is the head of the Longevity Institute at USC. So he started thinking about longevity 25 years ago, coupled with nutrition, and nutrition is the only product we put in our body every day. So that was his, how can we tailor food to be the number one longevity driver and the number one for, you know, medicine and supplement to medicines. And when he discovered the power of fasting and the fasting nutrition, he and USC decided to found El Nutra, our company. El is longevity through nutrition. And they founded it just to make the discoveries, you know, available for people around the world. And they stay very separate. So it's all donated. All the ownership shares with that Walter has is all donated back to Create Cures Foundation. And all the science now, we have 18 universities joining. So you have the Stanfords and the UCLAs and the USCs, and University of Milan and Genoa, and a lot of top universities around the world. They formed this network of research on nutrition, and they're studying our programs and randomized clinical trials to bring them to patients or to consumers to change their life with food.
And I have to say this with a little bit of comedy, the only copy of Dr. Longo's bestseller, international bestseller I had in my office was the Italian edition, The Longevity Diet. I'm sure for those of you that don't read fluent Italian, there's an amazing English version and probably other languages. It's more of an orange colored book. And it's truly, I have so many copies in my office. I think it's the number one most read book coming out of my cardiology clinic is The Longevity Diet by Walter Longo. And I highly recommend it because, you know, we can't possibly talk about all that went into his background that culminated in El Nutra. And now you running what is a increasingly impactful company. But, you know, people know fasting, I'm hungry, I'm hangry, I'm kind of upset. But now we're talking about fasting as a therapy, and maybe define for a couple minutes. What would a scientist say is fasting? How long do you go with diminished or no calories for a scientist to say that's a human?
Yeah, there's three kinds of fasting. There's the normal use of the word is eat no food. And if you ask any person on the street what is fasting, tell you, you know, it's the absence of food. The more physiological definition is when you start seeing ketones in the body. So you went long enough, and typically this happens, you know, 14 hours, 15, 16 hours when we do ketone measurements is when we start detecting them. Again, it depends if you're skinny, high metabolism, you exercise, you're going to start getting those earlier. If you have a little bit of, you know, more reserves and more glycogen in the body and your metabolic rate is low and you're not exercising that day, you're going to need 18, 20 hours or more or longer. But we start seeing ketone production detectable in the blood between that 12 to 16 hours. There's a third definition of fasting, which we came up with, or Professor Longo came up with, is, and this is where it allows you to consume some nutrition, but that nutrition did not spike the recognition of the body of food. So when you eat, the carbs trigger insulin. It's an anabolic, you know, and it's a signal of, you know, presence of carb. It's a growth hormone. And then you eat proteins, IGF, insulin-like growth factor increase. So when you eat carbs and proteins, typically these two spike in the body and they tell the body, hey, there's at the systemic level, we can go into anabolism, there's food. At the cellular level, there are three main pathways for the cell to detect food, the PKA, the RAS, and the TOR pathways. And, you know, the TOR is accelerated a little bit more by the protein, whereas the PKA and the RAS by carbs. So the new definition of fasting with food is, can you eat without inducing a spike in insulin and IGF? So this is how the fasting mimicking diet was born. It's a special nutrition technology that actually barely increases insulin and stays long, and barely increases IGF and stays, you know, plateaus. And the cellular pathways, the PKA, the TOR, and the RAS pathways, they're not overly triggered so that the cell does not feel satisfied. And that's now the new molecular definition or cellular definition of fast.
So for those listening, you can avoid a spike in insulin, avoid a spike in IGF-1 by not eating at all. But Dr. Longo and your team worked on a fasting mimicking diet that by keeping the protein content of a five-day diet and the added sugar content of a five-day diet very low, you get the physiology of a fast, or nearly the same physiology, but you're not completely devoid of calories. I mean, I've never gone 5 days of not eating anything. I've done 5 days of eating the prolonged fasting mimicking diet and can function very well, as hundreds of thousands of people can give testimony to. So, I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, that this actually happens. Tell us about how we actually know this, the 2017 human randomized study, what somebody might expect by taking a box of Prolon for 5 days and then eating carefully on the sixth day and then rejoining humanity, eating a clean, healthy diet for the rest of the month. And what did that study show?
Yeah, and people ask us why you want us to fast with nutrition, why the invention of the fasting mimicking nutrition, the fasting mimicking diet. You mentioned the name of the product's called Prolon. The entire objective is to help you go longer on a fast while not taking the risk of a fast. So if you water fast, you know, you have the hunger, you mentioned the emotional side effects, the hunger, the pain, the headaches, but there's also risk of hypoglycemia and lower blood pressure, etc. So this is where the food comes in to make it safe and compliant. But why you want people to go for the 5 days? It's actually to cross that day two and three, where the body says, okay, on day one and two, I always say you have a checking account, savings account, and a credit. The checking account is glycogen. So the first couple of days, the body goes directly to glycogen to tap into calories to compensate the fast. Then it goes to fat, that's your savings account. And then the liver does neoglycogenesis, helps you a little bit with some credit. And that's enough for the first 2 days where there's enough of compensation mechanism. But then on day two, the body's saying, I'm depleting my reserve pretty fast, and asks the cells to go and look for intracellular ways of saving energies, better performing, and using the debris and the organelles. And that process is called autophagy, or cellular rejuvenation. And it's a big word today, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2016. And it starts around day two. A lot of people think that if they do intermittent fasting, they push to 16 hours, 18 hours, they're getting into autophagy. That's not happening in 99.9% of the cases. It starts around day two or three. Again, we go back, if you're skinny, high metabolic rate, you exercise, you might start reaching that on day one or between day one and two. If you have more reserve, it takes you 3 days to touch on that. But the power of the parole on 5 days is most people carry a little bit, 73% of Americans have some weight to shed. So it's a great way to shed the weight. It's a great way to protect lean body mass. And now there's a patent, because fasting is a stress, the growth hormone is high, the muscle tone is there. You're nourishing with parole on the muscle, so you preserve lean body mass. As a cardiologist, this is so important for you, because the biggest problem when people diet, they lose muscle and fat, and then they regain the fat, but not the muscle. They become more insulin resistant. Then they go back to the next diet and they lose another cycle of muscle. So with prolon, on the metabolic side, you're losing a lot of fat fast. You're preserving lean body mass, but you're pushing yourselves to rejuvenate, which is a critical improvement of biological age. And that's the essence of why we're a longevity company and why Prolon, because the better you is a younger you. You're not concerned about your first heart attack at age 40 and at age 35. You're not concerned about Alzheimer's at age 35. You're not concerned about most cancers at age 20. So the younger you is definitely a healthier you, is a you that has the power of, you know, stem cell rejuvenation, a younger cells, a better performing cells. And Prolon goal is to help you metabolically very fast. This is why now over 14,800 clinics in the US are registered to recommend Prolon with us. It's a major metabolic benefit, and we're gonna talk about that. But also it's very important that we clarify there's a major cellular benefit. When you fast, every cell of the body is going through that cycle, because every cell lives on calories and every cell tries to rejuvenate to survive, which is biologically helping you go slow down your age or get a step backwards. And that's probably one of the best things you can do to prevent the onset of chronic.
All right. Well, that was an incredible, provocative overview of what has been learned. You know, for now, like you said, it's taken decades to create the fasting mimicking diet. And I think commercially available now is Prolon for, is it fifth year anniversary or not quite yet fifth year?
Yeah, actually it was the sixth this past month, and we just crossed the 1 million Prolon sold.
Wow. I'll say, you know, we're going to interview Dr. Alan Goldhammer from True North and talk about inpatient monitored water fasting for days to weeks. And they've had tens of thousands of people in 30 to 40 years. There's a clinic in Germany that has treated in the past 50 plus years, maybe 250,000 people with inpatient, carefully monitored water fasting. Nobody's doing these prolonged fasts at home under any medical advice, but you've already reached 1 million in 5 years, which is the practicality and the science. It's not a compromise. I mean, nobody's yet, to my knowledge, done 5-day water fasting versus 5-day Prolon fasting mimicking diet. But I think you and I suspect we get relatively similar physiology, even though you're allowed to eat a little bit within this amazing white box called Prolon, right?
It's actually very interesting. A lot of people say, and why there's no fasting mimic nutrition versus just water fast. The IRB board is unethical now today to push, unless you mentioned the clinics that can do it. So if you're under clinical supervision, definitely, but you don't want to send people home and tell them live your normal life and exercise and run, and it's just a water fast. But it's amazing in mice we've done that, and you see in many ways the fasting nutrition actually doing better in people. It's the intensity of fasting, maybe they're closer, but what's very important, I always say, it's a funded rejuvenation with prolon. Because if your cells wants to rejuvenate, they're going to still need the minerals, the vitamins. If the muscle, and this is where it's so critical, people don't talk about muscle protection with nutrition and diet, which to me is the most important thing. If every time you want to a little bit diet or lose some weight, you're going to lose muscle, that's the biggest disaster you can do, because you're going to regain the weight pretty fast and just lose muscle, and that's the vicious circle that people get into. Now, if you're water fasting, yes, there's the stress, growth hormone is high, the muscle is pushed a little bit to grow, but there's no food. And so in water fast, you're not gonna have enough ammunition for the muscle to preserve. The prolonged, the fasting mimicking nutrition, a lot of people ask us, how come you have a little bit of high carb in the soups at night? This is where you wanna spike a little bit further the insulin, and this is a big secret in the formulation, because at night you have high growth hormone, you couple it a little bit with a little bit of higher, early kind of, you know, minuscule spike, and then the muscles are getting all the push, and there's plant-based protein in the product. So the muscle is actually getting nourished and getting pushed to be preserved. And this is why you get out of it with fat cut, but not muscle cut.
So I think you've, you know, made a beautiful case, but I want to make sure that everybody just writes this down. The science in a randomized study and in many animal studies is you lose fat with the five-day fasting mimicking diet, particularly visceral fat, which isn't only around the waistline and internal organs, but that's where much of it is, where everybody wants to lose an inch or two or three. But you're not sacrificing muscle mass, because we have data that as you get older, preserving muscle mass is critical. So it's like the perfect diet tool to lose visceral fat and not muscle mass, whereas other programs, you know, just result in an overall loss. And like you say, you get 70 years old and you try and regain your muscle mass, no easy job there, and maybe impossible, and maybe detrimental long-term.
Touché. And this is why, you know, in randomized clinical trials, we went against Mediterranean diet every day and or 5 days. And we went against medicine, you know, as you know, we just published with University of Heidelberg in Germany on diabetes. And it took prolon just 6 months, meaning 5 days only a month for 6 months, 30 days total, to take 67% reduction in medication, to drop HbA1c by 1.4, and to decrease insulin resistance by 59%. And we always get these questions, how come you're superior to an everyday diet? How come just 5 days do all this? And again, two secrets. Secret number one, you lose weight fast, but it's you're cutting fat, you're protecting muscle. Number two, you're getting your body biologically younger. You at the younger age, you were burning fat better, you were correcting your cells better, you did less mistakes, you're less prone to chronic diseases. So the cellular rejuvenation key is very important, and cutting only fat while protecting muscle is key as well.
So if I ran into an elevator and I saw you wearing a prolon shirt and I said, what the heck is that? We're not saying it's a therapy yet, even though you just quoted a new publication. It's not an FDA-approved therapy like insulin or metformin. But I mean, what are some of the areas? I mean, what would you tell that person? It's a five-day fasting mimicking diet that can, and some of the benefits you're allowed to say with the current regulations that you live within with the FDA.
Yeah, I'll give you the elevator's answer, but I want to clarify that regulatory is changing, and I'll tell you what has changed. But prolon is a five-day fasting mimicking nutrition that will help you get the benefits of fasting while you're consuming food. And these benefits are four categories. Number one is the fat loss while you're protecting lean body mass. Number two is a healthy aging and cellular rejuvenation, and that's based on the 2016 Nobel Prize and the data that we have. Number three, there's a big emotional transformation with prolon. You've worked with many patients on prolon, and they will tell you, I just feel amazing. I feel empowered. I've achieved the diet. It's only 5 days. I always say there's a day one, there's a day five. And they feel empowered. They feel they have a better performance, a better self-esteem. And I can talk a lot about that because we have trials on depression and others that we just concluded. And the fourth benefit is really changing your relationship with food. when you do prolong, you're saying, you know what, I've done 5 days of a plant-based diet. I wasn't addicted to big plates. I wasn't addicted to late night snacking, and I just did it. So why to go back to my old habits? So changing relationship with food is the fourth and major, and not least, and major benefit with prolong. So that's the elevator pitch. I want to go back to what you mentioned, which is how to claim, you know, and what are we allowed to claim? And you know, 6-7 months ago, associations came together. I think the American Clinical Diabetic Association and others, and they came up with this definition of diabetes or disease remission and regression. And the definition is, it's a lifestyle medicine intervention. And non-pharmaceutical, and the definition, it's a non-pharmaceutical intervention, and that you actually, if you show science, you're allowed to talk about disease remission and regression. Disease regression means you need less medication. Disease remission, it means you need no medication. And you can see how this definition is actually probably was created to say, okay, if treatment and cure is left for medicine, diabetes obviously is a weight related, it's a lifestyle related disease, most of it. And the solution to diabetes was never built in a pill. As you know, most of the pills, they just facilitate the migration of glucose from the blood to the tissue, which in many cases end up stored in more fat and more insulin resistance. So we don't see a lot of cure in diabetes from medicine. We see a lot of reversal and regression with lifestyle, exercise, healthy eating, et cetera, and behavioral change. So they created this definition of diabetes remission and regression. It's based on needing less medication or no medication. And this is how we're launching our diabetes program in Q1 of 2023. Is going to be the fasting mimicking diet with a dietitian to support and an app. And that program is going to be the first ever program to induce diabetes remission and regression.
So right as people are listening to this, they will want to go over to lnutra.com or prolonfmd.com and study this new availability of a disease management program for type 2 diabetics. I see over your right shoulder, and I've got one right here. There is actually a one-day prolong called Reset for those. I mean, how would you describe to people just putting their toe in the water before they jump in or doing this? I mean, we're not going to necessarily induce autophagy and cellular regeneration, but why did you design there to be a one-day? Yeah,
it was a popular request, by the way. A lot of folks saying, before I step into 5 days of fasting nutrition, can I try it? Can I experience it for one day? Can I prepare my body for a healthy, premium, plant-based protein diet? A lot of proloners are saying, I don't want to go back to my necessity to all the time to my pizzas and pastas and burgers. I want to maybe once a week or twice a week. And as you know, in Europe, it comes a little bit more from religious background. They call it the 5-2 or the 6-1 fast as well, where people twice a week, they do 2 days of fasting. In the Christian rites, it's a Wednesday and a Friday. And a little bit of the Muslim rites, it's a Monday and a Thursday. I think the prophet used to fast. I'm not sure about the exact days, but it migrated from religion and it ended up being an intermittent fasting practice where it's called 5-2, 5 days you eat whatever you want during the week and 2 days during the week you fast with a little bit of nutrition that is under 600 calories for male, 500 calories for female. A lot of people love to do the 6-1. Meaning, hey, I eat unhealthy and sometimes, you know, I overcheat during the weekend and go out. And on a Monday, I want a reset. I want something to kind of wash out my sins or rebalance. So this is how we launched this reset. And honestly, it got accelerated by NBA players. They were, I don't want to mention names, big, big superstars in the NBA that were buying Prolon the 5 days. And we're like, it's impossible that when they're active. We know there's a lot of professional players in all the leagues, the major leagues that do Prolon. When they're injured or in off season, they just want to cut fast fat. And we called the coach and we said, how come these big giant players that need 6,000 calories a day are doing Prolon? He said, no, I just buy the box and every Monday I put them on 1 day in order to wash their weekends partying, you know, habits. And so a combination of the science, a combination of history and the 5-2 and the 6-1, a lot of people wanting to balance after Prolon led to this product. A very clean, plant-based, you know, full day. Obviously, a lot of us have gut gut issues, and I don't want to get into the details of what happens there. But from a gut, from a weight, from a balance perspective, and from training yourself, whether getting into prolon or keeping the benefits of prolon for if you want to do it after the 5 day fast.
And I don't know if I see it over your right shoulder. I brought one. There is a product that you guys make called the Fast Bar, which is an adapted, basically the breakfast that you eat when you do the reset or the full 5 day prolon.
Yeah.
And different. But tell us, I mean, I'm still fascinated by the, you know, so much of L-Nutra is based on human randomized studies, and you have one for this bar as a substitute. So tell us, what was the thought and what did you actually observe? Because I still think it's amazing.
They call us the Pfizer of nutrition because of that. Every product we put out there, we do a randomized clinical trial on, including the bar that you just showed. And there's no bar in the market with clinical trials and patents. We have a patent about mimic fasting. But the goal is, a lot of people with the craze and they're reading about autophagy and the science that honestly comes from prolon, the 5 days. But a lot of folks, and coupled with the science on intermittent fasting and weight loss, a lot of folks, a lot of Americans and people around the world started doing intermittent fasting and trying to get to 16 and 18 hours. Again, there's not a major autophagy happening there, although this is what has been marketed. But it's a good way sometimes to, if you want to lose weight, to skip the morning, you know, morning breakfast. Although the recent science would tell you, eat in the morning and at lunch and then a little bit less in dinner. So front load your calories instead of download it towards the end. But if you want to skip breakfast and keep the same amount of calories, not over binge, then that's probably a good way to go. We don't believe in water fast. We do obviously believe in fasting, but because you have a technology now that gives you the benefits while nourishing your essential organs, we came up with the fast part. So a lot of people skipping breakfast in the morning, they're starving at the same time. The essential organs, the brain, the heart, the kidney, these organs have to work and they fall in for calories. This is why you lose a little bit of weight. But there's no switch happening there. We did the fast bar to provide the body with plant-based proteins, some carbs, and some healthy mid-chain fatty acid fat for the brain so that you go through the morning fast in a healthy way, in a compliant way. You don't get your headaches and your hungers and your hangers.
And yet in your study, the subjects maintained a low insulin level and a higher ketone level as if they had basically skipped that morning meal, but they did eat
absolutely equal to water fast.
A 200 calorie bar. That is very delicious. And it's very often my 8 a.m. with a black coffee pre-clinic. Yeah, it's the way I start the day.
Tested it with coffee, actually. So we did another trial with coffee. We haven't published it. It's still, if you do the black coffee, you can add a little bit of stevia to it, but not milk or sugar. And you do it with a fast bar. Your glucose is absolutely flat like water, and your ketones, they barely a little bit dip, statistically insignificant, but then they go overshoot over a water fast because of the fast part is designed to accelerate the fasting with the mid-chain natural and healthy from academia ingredients.
It's truly, you know, if you didn't understand how profound the science coming out of your company and Dr. Longo's research labs, where you might say, you know, this is marketing and magic, but it is magic, but it's based on Nutra technology science that, you know, so profound. And if we had another half an hour, we go into the cancer studies and the brain studies and all the areas of muscle and athletic performance studies. But I encourage everybody to, you know, continue to be a student. Maybe just because this is a Reverse Your Heart Disease Naturally Summit, let's finish with what you would tell, you know, you're an MD, PhD, you can give medical advice, or maybe you're lecturing to a crowd of cardiologists. What are possible ways that incorporating the 5 day fasting mimicking prolon diet into a cardiology practice could benefit a patient avoiding heart disease or with heart disease?
Well, I think 73% of patients statistically show that they have a little bit of overweight, and then some 40% are metabolic syndrome, pre-diabetic, and a good 11-12% could be already in diabetes. And that's the continuum where we love to position the fasting nutrition to support with, because you're hitting on multiple angles. You're hitting on the fat loss one, preserving muscle, any other diet you put them on. First of all, the dropout is very high because they have to be on it every day. Number two, they're losing muscle at the same time. Number three, they intervene, they impose on their lifestyle, and that's not a sustainable way for most people. Number two, you're helping the body coping with all the inflammatory processes. You know, fasting used to be in the books of autoimmune and inflammation in the old days, and we see a lot of improvement in the markers of inflammation in the body, which is important for both preventative and acute set of in cardiology. Number three is really the power of cellular rejuvenation and regeneration. Again, we in medicine, and you and I went, decades ago, a bit to med school. Everything we got trained on has maybe a little bit of genetic predisposition, and then you give a medicine towards it. I think what we're discovering is most diseases are related to lifestyle and aging, and the fasting mimic nutrition hits on both. It's very important to keep that body a little bit biologically younger, because it's how it can deal better with how to stock less calories into fat, battle inflammation, support the regeneration. We don't have data on coronary regeneration or others, but a younger body is a body that's better, that is less prone to chronic disease and can better deal with acute settings and or post. So it's a key to impact the short-term metabolic benefits and metabolic health. It's a key to impact to preserve the muscle while improving the body to better deal with any incident.
And, having used Prolon in my cardiology preventive clinic now for 5 years, I will say it has been one of the most powerful tools. And I agree with you, both the physiology and the psychology, the ability of the patient to get back in the driver's seat and determine their health and realize they don't need to overeat and they don't need to eat late and they don't need to eat tons of meat, because it just is joyful that this is a very clean plant forward program. So obviously it jived right away when I read about it. Maybe last little bit and then we'll shut it down. You have a sister company, if I can call it that, called Nutrition for Longevity. And I'm not sure everybody listening, there's a lot of people listening know about it. So why don't you just riff on that for a moment and what that offers?
So a lot of people doing Prolon said, I wanted to go back and eat healthy food. And you inspired us. This is why the fast bar and reset were for intermittent. If you want to continue fasting after Prolon, you continue with the fasting nutrition pipeline, the one they reset, the fasting bar. A lot of people, they want to go back and eat, pescatarian, flexitarian diet, everyday healthy food. So we decided to put together this company called Nutrition for Longevity, and basically merges three concepts. Concept number one is clean ingredients. We want to make sure that everything we source is organic, it's gluten-free, it's a clean sourcing of ingredients. Number two is the longevity formulation designed by Walter Longo. As you know, Walter studies centenarians around the world, and he travels all over the world to meet with them, study the diets. And we have a formulation which we believe is common to a lot of centenarians. And again, it's that border zone between pescatarian and flexitarian. So plant-based and some nuts within, legumes and nuts within the plant-based. Then fish is the main source of proteins, and sometimes, but rarely, you can add other sources of meat. And this is where the longevity formula sits on. And then on top of that, the third layer is we tailor the food towards health condition based on American Heart Association, American Diabetic Association, and other associations. So we have tailored nutrition for kidney disease, for heart disease, for diabetes, for cancer. And this trio, made us really shine very fast in 3.5 years to be one of the nutrition of choice for CDC and Medicare, Medicaid, and many insurances.
Wow.
And we became eligible for reimbursement in November of last year. And between November and this August, we already kind of passed 59 insurances that they signed us for reimbursement. They're now paying for us as food is medicine. They pay full for a patient eligible for the food. The patient can get the food like a drug, no copay, no payments, and we deliver the food every day.
So these are fully prepared, delicious meals. You have amazing coffee. You have amazing extra virgin olive oil. I've sampled. What you just said is incredible, because it's actually, why would an insurance company offer to pay for it for a patient with a medical condition if there wasn't evidence? But It's really probably one of the best examples between the 5-day fasting and mimicking diet and nutritionforlongevity.com that Hippocrates, food is medicine. You guys are just making it real, making it available, making it meaningful. So I just want to say thank you so much. Tell the person that wants to, hungry for more, they want to learn more about Walter. He does have a website, doesn't he?
Yeah, walterlongo.com, the createcuresfoundation.org. He's active on Twitter, on Instagram, I believe, as well. And yes, a lot of videos, including TED Talks on YouTube. An amazing, amazing human and professionals changing the world and donating all of it back fund new cures as well and keep the pipeline alive.
And then if somebody wants to look at the, we've talked about three products, the 5-day fasting mimicking diet, the fast bar, the reset, and I guess with Nutrition for Longevity would be the fourth product line. Where would be the best site to find that and learn more?
At a high level, if you want to read about the mission of the company and the product pipeline, you go to l-nutra.com, lsforlongevity-nutra.com. You can see the mission of the company and most importantly, read the science. There's a science section there, which is second to none. There's no other probably nutrition company that has as many clinical trials and papers as we do. If you want to read specifically about each product, you can go to prolongfast.com for Prolong. You can go to prolongreset.com for the one-day fast or the fastbar.com. Nutrition for Longevity is nutritionforlongevity.com. You can see all the meals there and the benefits.
This is the only company that's a fasting company that everything's delicious. It seems the ultimate oxymoron, but fantastic. Well, thank you for your time. You're a busy man. You're all over the world and really, really changing. And this idea of aligning what you're doing with health insurance companies to make it available and actually a covered benefit is just wonderful. Good luck on the diabetes project. And from everybody at this summit, Reverse Your Heart Disease Naturally, thank you very much.
Appreciate you very, very much, Dr. Khan.